This audio is only for people who love music, love listening to it, love playing it, love composing it, love talking about it, and any other way at all. Collecting it, I suppose. Yes, and also, it's only for people who live on Earth. So if you live on Uranus, it's not really for you. But it's an invitation to participate in an audio festival. That's what it is. So this is an invitation to participate in an audio festival during the month of October. And the festival is called Octaver, and it's been running since 2012, every October. So it's got tradition behind it. And the hashtag for this year is Octaver16. Octaver16. So that's the general hashtag for it. And what follows next is, for those of you who don't know anything about this already, and also for those of you who are already committed, are instructions on how the first 8 days of Octaver is going to pan out. Now, the first thing is I want you to imagine that you're going to be a castaway on a desert island, and you have absolutely no idea how long you're going to be cast away. Just imagine that. That's the prospect. And there's nobody else on the island with you. You're all alone on the island. So, what music, what 8 tracks of music will you take with you to the island? And why are you going to take each of these tracks of music with you? There are hundreds, maybe thousands of pieces of music that you already love, that you possess, that you have loved in the past, that you wish you could have more of. There are thousands and thousands of these, or whatever. That's if you're the kind of person who's going to be interested in this, I'm sure that you have a lot more than 8. So you have ahead of you the task, the challenge, the invitation, the opportunity to pick 8 and only 8. So you're going to have to come off the fence and decide these are the 8 pieces that I would like to take to a desert island. Not necessarily the ones you'd like to play in your kitchen, but you're going to be stranded on the desert island. Which music are you going to have there with you? And for the first 8 days of October, you're invited to make on each day a piece of audio and share it. And the piece of audio is each day to cover one of the pieces of music. And on the 8th day, the final day, when you play your or a piece from and you talk about your final piece of music, you're going to have to answer a single question, which is, and if you could only take one of these 8 pieces of music, which one would it be? So that's the structure of the first 8 days of Octaver. All will be revealed about the rest of October during the first week. This audio is the official structure of the first week of October. If you have any questions in relation to this, please send a tweet to McColgan, at McColgan, McColgan, at McColgan on Twitter. He will be able to answer all of your questions. And if he can't answer your questions, I'll do my best. And if I can't answer your question, you might as well answer it yourself, and that's fine. So that's the structure, that's the purpose. What else could you put? Let me just summarize. It starts on the 1st of October. There will be no other instructions for how to deal with the first 8 days. You simply start on day 1 with My first record will be, or may, you might want to start with a statement of who I am. I am somebody who has always, you know, blabbity blabbity blah, or who was born, or I have 17 brothers and 19 sisters, you know, anything at all about you, or I'm recording this on the back of a bus. Whatever it is you want to say. Introduce yourself. You don't have to, you don't, or not, stay anonymous if you'd like to. But the next thing is you select one piece of music. You might like to say what it is and why. And incidentally, if you're in any way shy about using your own voice, you don't have to use your own voice at all. You can simply put up a piece of audio with an extract or the whole piece of music and say absolutely nothing. And that will be a blunt statement of, this is my first choice. And you can, if you like, probably be a nice thing to do, say this is my first choice, my second, my third, my fourth, my fifth, my seventh, eighth. And if on some days you can speak about the music, you have the time and the inclination to do that, great. If on other days you literally say to yourself, oh my goodness, I've got to do this, I've got to catch up, I want to make sure that I cover my whole eight, and you haven't got time to do anything, just play the music, or even the first five bars of the music. The rest will operate in our imagination. The idea being that we will all find out about each other. We will all, some of us will be introduced to new music. We never have heard of it before. You know, some of us belong to different generations, and we'll be listening to music from, you know, generations that we're not all that familiar with. The other thing is, it doesn't have to be other people's music that you play. You can play your own music. You can sing your own song. You can. It can be your own recording of, or your own version of, you know, the Campdown racetracks, 5 miles long, doo-da. Anyway, you can do stuff like that. And you don't have to be a good singer, because other people will be just as interested in your version of Old Man River, he just keeps rolling, he just keeps rolling. Anyway, that sort of stuff, you know, you can do anything. Or you can even try this. You can whistle your way. I mean, let's not, or you can even sit up in your kitchen and beat out a drum with some, a wooden spoon and some metal spoons off bottles. You can do anything you like during October. But in the first 8 days of it, it's one piece of music on each day. Don't try doing the whole eight on one day. Do a separate piece of audio. And if you're not listening to this on Audio Boom, great, excellent. No need to change your platform of choice. You can record it on any platform you like. Just use the hashtag Octaver, OCTAVER 16, so Octaver 16, and in advance, may I thank you very much for listening to the whole of this audio. And if there's a person who you know, who you think, oh, Joe would be very interested in hearing this, I must send it to her. Please do, the more the merrier. All the best. It's Paul O'Mahony, loving you to bits in October.